You're fine.
Well, I was drafted. I was playing with Rochester, New York.
The Red Wings.
Yes. And,
Hello.
That's my daughter.
How are you doing?
Nice to meet you.
I'll set the door.
So, it was one of those draft affairs, right? I mean, the winter draft. I was notified, actually in the paper. Well, I was called by a sports writer here in town that I had been drafted by the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 1945, I guess.
Was this over the winter of 44, 45?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, it's a long time ago. And I don't recall what year I played with Rochester. It was most likely 44.
Were you in the Cardinal farm system? I know Rochester was a Cardinal farm.
I started here in town. They had a professional team here. And they had a baseball school at the end of the season, more or less for youngsters in high school to come over and try out for the team. And I did, and I was a pitcher, and they had me pitch batting practice. And at the close of the session, while they asked if I was interested in playing professional baseball, they signed me to a contract, which I knew nothing about. A youngster out of high school.
Was this in the late 30s or?
This was in 1940, I believe.
Okay.
1940. And they sent me to, as a matter of fact, I didn't give it any more thought, really. That was at the close of the season. And the following spring, I got a contract in the mail to report to Martinsville, Virginia, to play baseball. I thought this was terrific. So they made all the arrangements, and I took off, and that's the way I got started. And consequently, I went to Martinsville, and the following year, I was sent to another team. And eventually wound up here with Allentown. That was a Class B league here.
Mm-hmm.
And at the close of the season here, then I was notified by St. Louis Club that I was going to Rochester, New York the following spring. Internationally.
Did the Cardinals buy your contract at that time?
I really don't know what the arrangements were. I believe that the Allentown Club, I think, had a working agreement with St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the arrangement they had. So consequently, they picked me up and sent me to Rochester, and I played 1 year there. And at the conclusion of that season, that's when I found I was drafted by New York. So that was obviously in 1944. So in 45, I reported to the Giants spring training camp in Miami.
Yes, I was going to ask you if the Giants went back south in 45.
Yes,
I knew they were in Lakewood,
Miami.
New Jersey during.
That's correct also. I don't know which year that was.
Hmm.
There was 1 year we stayed at some mansion, I forget.
Oh, really? A mansion?
Yes, it was, really. It was in Lakeland, the year you're speaking about.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it was some mansion that some wealthy, I guess a millionaire, I don't recall the name. At the time, I did know. But it was a big mansion. They must have had about 10 baths in the place, and the whole team was stored in there.
I see. But in 45, you went to Miami.
It was 45 or 46, the 1 year we reported up to Lakeland, but then we did spend several years in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any interesting stories about spring training?
Well, spring training is...
Wartime spring training, that is.
Spring training is a lot of work. Of course, it's work. For instance, for 3 or 4 hours, you understand, but it's dedicated work at that time. But then the rest of the day is yours. You're free. You're free then. And as a matter of fact, we had a lot of fun down there on our off time. We used to go out, we used to hitchhike, several fellows and myself, would hitchhike out to Tropical Park in the afternoon. We were free in the afternoon. And we'd go out there and spend a couple of dollars on the horses and usually lose them. But I mean, this was our day. And the following day, we'd be back at the spring training.
What about at Lakewood? Did anything interesting happen at the mansion? I understand that someone had told Horace Stoneham that there were a lot of pine trees around it, and that would keep out the cold weather.
It was a beautiful place, really. It was an estate. Like I said, I just don't recall the man or the person's name who the estate belonged to. But it had a magnificent driveway, in other words, for a car, through a stretch of pines. Mm-hmm. And we used to walk to town when we had some free time, and had a park made on the grounds, because the grounds were so spacious. They made a park there, and it was really a beautiful place. But as far as anything outstanding happening there, it was just the idea that you were living under ideal conditions. I mean, you're living in a beautiful home. Mm-hmm. It was actually a private home.
So in other words, all the players were housed in the mansion.
All the players were housed in the mansion, exactly. You came to your dining room, and there was beautiful appointments. And
wonderful. Other teams had to eat in cafeterias.
Yes, we were really roughing it, right.
Yeah, that's good. How was the weather that spring? Was it cold?
It was nice. It was nice. We had really nice weather for figuring that we were practicing in the north, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Spring training. We had ideal weather. But really the thing, one of the highlights of being with New York, for me, was their yearly trip to West Point. See, they used to go to West Point. This was part of their trip from spring training.
Mm-hmm.
They'd stop at West Point and play the cadets an exhibition game.
Oh, really?
This was a big thing for West Point when the New York Giants came into their campus or whatever, academy. And we had a really nice time. As a matter of fact, the year I was with New York is when they had these two, Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside, with Glenn Davis and,
Davis and
Doc
Blanchard. Yes.
Yes.
Did you get to meet them?
Yeah, well, Davis actually played left field against us. He was on the ball team.
Oh.
Blanchard was sitting in the stands. He was going with the colonel's daughter at the time. but we managed to meet him, you know, because we heard so much about these two fellows.
Well, when you say the colonel's daughter, was this Colonel Blake, the coach, or just a colonel?
I think it was the colonel of the academy at the time that was,
okay.
You see. And, but really it was, for all of us, it was a nice experience, because their mess hall, I imagine that's what they call it,
mm-hmm.
was so tremendous. I mean, it's this gigantic hall, and all these cadets are sitting in there. And at this particular time is when they still had this hazing program going on. I imagine they do today, but perhaps not as like they did in those days. But I know we were more interested actually watching this hazing going on when it was time for us to sit down and eat. We were watching these youngsters next to us sitting on the edge of their table, and they'd be reciting poetry, and nobody was paying the slightest bit of attention to them. Everybody's eating.
Did the ball players keep quiet, or did they start
laughing? We thought it was hilarious,
uh-huh.
As a matter of fact. This,
so you just added to the
this youngster totally ignored us. He kept reciting his whatever he had to memorize. And they had to eat a square meal. We watched this youngster eat a square meal. He had his eyes straight ahead. He wasn't allowed to look down. He had to reach with his fork and come up straight in front of him and come straight in front of him. Half the time his fork was empty. I mean, and nobody would pay any attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Were the Dodgers still training at West Point in 1945? I know they were there in 43 and 44.
There was no one there when we came in there for that exhibition game. We were the only team there at the time.
And this was before the season started?
Mm-hmm. Came in there and played them. And, like I say, Davis, as a matter of fact, Davis hit a triple that day. I mean, we heard about his great speed in football, and he hit one in the outfield, and he was on third base before he could say scat. He could really fly. He really ran.
What about food rationing or gas rationing or travel restrictions? Do you have any interesting stories about them? Either when you were at Rochester or 45 seasons in New York?
Well, in New York, At that time, of course, we traveled by train. In other words, you didn't have the plane transportation at that time. Because, as a matter of fact, your league didn't cover the whole country like it does now, you see. You had your original teams. So you had your private Pullman car. In other words, you slept on it. And
so you were able to get Pullmans regularly?
Oh, yes. We had our own Pullman. Oh, yes. We had a private Pullman car for the team.
I see.
And you eat in a diner. And the same in the hotels. In other words, we stayed in large hotels. In other words, in Chicago, it was the Edgewater Beach. I guess that's no longer, I believe that was torn down. But it was a beautiful hotel right on the lake. Mm-hmm. And when you went to eat, you just signed your bill. You signed your name, your room number, and the New York Giants, and it was taken care of by the club. It was as simple as that.
Fine. But you had your own Pullman. In other words, it would just be put on a siding while you played a series.
No, it was in the train. It was in the train. I understand. It was just part of the train, but actually it was a private car. Uh-huh. This was our car for the ball club. Now, obviously, when we got to, for instance, we're going to St. Louis, which would be maybe a two-day trip at that time. I don't recall anymore, but it was a long trip going out in the Midwest or whatever. So you'd be on this train, and this was your private car. In the daytime, the porter would make up your bunks and everything, and the fellows would be playing cards, reading, or whatever, just to pass the time. And then you'd spend another evening on the train, perhaps. When you'd get there, that was the end of it, because you're in town 3 days. And obviously, when you left there and they made up another train, well, then they just put another special car on that particular train. But the figuring that it was during the war, I mean, you had good service, because I guess it was part of the national pastime, and they were trying to make the best arrangements they could.
Now, in the encyclopedia, apparently you pitched a couple of games in 1946, and then your major league record stops. Did you retire?
No, at that particular time, the Giants sent me to Jersey City, which was a farm club for New York. I think they had working, I guess it was their own farm club, Jersey City, and they also had, I think, Minneapolis, the American Association, if I'm not mistaken.
But, well, how much longer did you stay in the minor leagues before you stopped playing?
Oh, I played till about 1950, I guess. I played with Jersey City that following year, in 1946. They sent me to Jersey City, and that's the particular year, I think it was 1946 or 1947, that Jackie Robinson broke into baseball, because we played against Jackie when he was having a tough time trying to be the first black in organized baseball.
Now, was this when he was with Montreal in 1946?
That's right. He started with Montreal in 1946. And every time Montreal, of course, Montreal was a Brooklyn farm club, you see. That was owned by Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And every time Montreal would play in Jersey City, our home ground, Branch Rickey would be in the box seats at Jersey City. Whether Brooklyn was at home or not, mm-hmm. he came over to see how Jackie Robinson was faring, you see.
I see.
In other words, he made it a personal thing to just follow him around to see how he was being accepted by the public and as well as ball players. And he did have a tough time. The man had a lot of courage, I'll tell you, because he had a tough time. Being the first black, of course, it was something that...
Yeah, I know. He was given a real going over.
A real going over. A real hazing. Hazing, exactly. Not only that, but by some of the ball players as well.
Yeah, that Ben Chapman, the Phillies manager, gave him a hard time.
Some of the ball players would give him a tough time. Some of the pitchers, for instance, would maybe be a Southern boy. And it's made it tougher when he came
right
to the plate.
He had
a little tough time. But...